We honor you, Jesus, and honor them, Jesus, for their deposit into our Northway family this morning. And we just give you all the glory for them, Father. In Jesus' name.
What's happening? Praise God. No, thank you so much. It's a privilege. When I met you, I realized, well, Father, we do not need to introduce ourselves to one another. Because in Christ, there's no secret. There's no distance. There's nothing in between possible, even, you know. There's such a consciousness of eternal presence. So time has lost its... Yeah, it's interesting that time has lost its influence opportunity into our lives, but we've got the opportunity to influence time. And because time is not just... Time is kairos, it's opportunity. And I just sense the time is now, you know. Don't think of yesterday or tomorrow. So often we live in a vacuum between the yesterdays and the tomorrows. But the fullness of the I am, the now of eternity. Amen. Praise God for having made everything so beautiful in its time. But we're not from time, you know, because he's put eternity into our hearts. We're directly from him. And my wife is burning to share some word. So I just introduce her. We've met many, many years ago, and her.
All right. Praise God. There is a beautiful lady there at the back, or a gentleman. Can you move so that I can see you? Yeah, I can't see you because a pillar is there, all right? And I want to bless you all with the grace of God. And I would say to you, CYK. Do you have an understanding what CYK means? It means consider yourself kissed. And this is a fact. When I was in Japan as a missionary before I married my husband, this is the Japanese don't kiss in public. So they say, CYK. So it is for me also interesting, the Psalm 2, that says, kiss the sun. And this is a precious experience in we live in this time, especially if you read in the Passion Bible and also the confirmation today. I am very fond of Luke 12, verse 49 in the Passion Bible. And when we were singing, it's a confirmation of what the Spirit wants to say and confirm what has already happened in your lives is this outpouring of his fire. All right. So I just want to open the Bible there. And Luke 12, verse 49, it says, I have come to set the earth on fire. This is what Jesus says. I have come to set the earth on fire. And how I long for every heart to be already ablaze with this fiery passion for God. Yeah. And this is what we experience in these days. And when I entered your this place, I became aware of the warmth. You know, fire gives warmth. And I became aware of the fulfillment in the people of God. You need not to be ashamed to see, not only say CYK, but to do the CYK. That we can be there where the holiness of the unity of Christ, we express our love to one another. And this is when Paul says, he says, I thank my God every time when I think about your love, your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and your love for all the saints. And this is the tremendous thing that is happening in these days, because we read in the Word, we read that God will fill the whole earth with his knowledge. the whole earth will be filled with the knowledge of God. And what is the knowledge of God? Is the love of God. That he so loved us so much, and the holiness of God separating us into himself. So this is why it is so tremendous when we know that Joel 2 verse 28 says, I will pour my spirit out on all flesh. God is not a small little thinker. He wants the whole earth to be ablaze with his love, with his knowledge, with his nature. And that is what why we have this hope, because Romans 5 verse 5 says, God has poured out his love in our hearts. And this is the hope we have, is because we experience it. We have this experience as it is also in Ephesians 3. He says, I will strengthen you by the, you must be strengthened. I pray, he says, I pray my God and Father that he would strengthen us by the Spirit in the inner man. And this is this tremendous thing that happens as the strengthening of the Spirit. As this one beautiful lady testified, that there is no guilt and shame. Because when you are in love, there is no guilt and shame. Yeah? And the love of God poured out in your heart. He says, you who are rooted and grounded in love, you together with all the saints will completely understand. This is the comprehension, the understanding we have is about the love of God. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. And the love of God constrains us. And the love of God poured in our hearts is this fire that is burning in each one of our hearts. And this is the fire that nothing can quench this fire. It is separated love. And he says, so that you together with all the saints may completely understand the height, the depth, the length, the breadth of the love of God. And in such a way, be filled up with the fullness of God. This is all our desires, yes? We want this fullness of God to run out of us like streams of living water. We want that. And this is what I, when I sang with the worship, I realize it is the fulfillment of God's desire. The fulfillment, he sees the little streams make the God heart glad. All these streams coming together to fill up God's broad stream, where there is this tremendous outflow of his on this thirsty land, the thirsty world where we live. And our lives will make this world fertile with the fruit of the Spirit. We are those that are planted next to the stream, and we are day by day, we bring forth in season, out season, the fruit of the Spirit. Let us remember that God is the one. Like when I was in Japan as a missionary, you have to go there, especially when you're asked by a mission before you get married, to go and do language study before you get married. Because after you're married, you might not have time because of the babies. I went there, and I was very interested at that time, what is my new name? God says, I will give you a new name. And I didn't know what my new name would be. And I started to look up in the Japanese dictionary, and I realized my name, Yakobi, is exactly the word in Japanese for a small buck that's very shy and walks in the darkness, but is very beautiful, all right? So I want to end off with this place in Song of Solomon in the Passion Bible, where it says, I have come to, it says in the Passion Bible, I have my other favorite, Luke 12, verse 49 here. Arise, my darling, come quickly, my beloved. come and be the gazelle, graceful gazelle with me. Come, be like a dancing deer with me. We will dance in the high place of the sky. Yes, on the mountains of fragrant spice forever, we shall be united as one. Let us dance together in the presence of God, because God has invited us as his bride to be one forever. Thank you.
Praise God. She was in Japan in 1972, yes. We were already engaged for a year, and then we had to still wait another year because the Japan mission said that she still had, that she first had to study the language. And 2 weeks after she came back, we were married.
Because I've marked it in the Bible. It's also in the Passion Bible in Psalm 110, where God says to Jesus Christ, I make a covenant, I make an oath that I will establish your kingdom, and you are a priest forever. And then it speaks about your people will be your love offerings, like living sacrifices spilled out before you. In the day of your mighty power, you will be exalted, and in the brightness of your love, holy ones, you will shine as an army arising from the womb of the dawn, anointed with the dew of your youth. This army is anointed with the dew of your youth. And some people would think that it is a sacrifice we make. But the sacrifice we make is the love offering that we give to Jesus Christ, that we can lay down our lives and let him shine through us. And the glory of the Lord will fill us with a freshness continually. On the way here, somebody asked me, how old are you? And I said, well, in Ephesians 1, it says, we have been made blameless and what? Holy, blameless, and without spot or wrinkle in his presence. What? And what is it about? Miriam, when she was about 85 years old, dancing before God because of the salvation she experienced when they moved by her brother, who was 80. But so please don't ever ask me how old are you.
Eternal youth, praise God. Yeah, pray for me, I'm married to her. Consciousness of the reality of God, you know, that it's so beautiful to think now that the Word became flesh. Just as if the Word could not express itself just in letters or in some definitions. But the Word had to become visible, hearable, and touchable. And I believe that is God's Word for us in these days. That people are longing, even though they don't realize it, because God has put eternity into the heart of man. And therefore, nothing which is of time can ever even touch the reality of what God purposed for man from before time. And You get many more and more translations of the Bible, and praise God for that. There's some very good ones, some not such good ones. But the living letters that God's Spirit has written through us. Amen. Remember there what Paul says in 2 Corinthians 3. It's inscribed in our hearts. It's an amazing thing that Almighty God, amen, He could not save any person unless His Son became like us. Because God, only God, knew the truth from before time. And what He knew about us was never influenced by the lies that influenced us. Amen. Hallelujah. It's to me more and more such a privilege to understand what God understands. Amen. Not understood and will understand, to understand, to live in the now of an understanding. It does not need a lot of past tense references, because we've got a reference that is not from the past, and a reference that does not refer to future. Amen. But it's a reference that is true for everyone from before time, and praise God for all time. Amen. It's so beautiful when that revelation, now the word revelation is very precious, because revelation is never information. You know? Revelation is what John speaks about. He says, the true light in which life has come into this world for a purpose. Not to speak about light, but to enlighten. And I love certain words, you know, in the Bible, the word everyone. So why everyone? Because everyone is light compatible. Amen. Hallelujah. And it is so important that we come to understand. And understanding does not come via any IQ of what you can measure. But understanding comes from the one who is immeasurable. Amen. Into the only place where immeasurable, where, I don't even know how to say it, where is that which cannot be explained. That which cannot be set into the alphabet of any language. Remember how God just multiplied languages and man was confused, because suddenly he had to, in letters and in syllables and sounds, express the different languages. But the only language of God is that which is between the Alpha and the Omega. Amen. Hallelujah. And that Alpha hasn't got a beginning. Neither has got the Omega an end. And we can understand that that is true of God. Phew. But when the Spirit of wisdom and revelation was poured out, by the Father, amen. Because the one in whom we were, I'm not a crybaby, you know. I never cried when I got hurt, you know. But it's It's like you're just overwhelmed. Praise God for He gave us emotions. Amen. Hallelujah. Even Jesus cried. Amen. Remember when we first went to Ukraine, 1995 in August, with Balkan Air, and we stopped in Sofia, the capital of Bulgaria. And remember that morning, our Jacobi and myself and our two youngest children that went with us, we were sitting on the front of the hotel, those years it was klapperaar matrassies, you know, and deure wat nie wil oopgaan nie, kap en so alles, wat Erika, but many years ago, praise God for what happened in the meantime. But we were sitting there, and Johan was sitting, he was 15 years old, sitting with his guitar, playing, waiting for the microbus to come and fetch us, take us back to the airport. And for the first time in my life, I saw the Slavic people walking. And I was sitting there, and suddenly something happened inside, and tears came out. And God started speaking to me. He said, I want you to experience something of my emotion. Praise God that love is an emotion. Amen. If I tell Jacobi, I don't have any emotion towards you, but just believe that I love you. Okay. And as we were flying, I think it was the first and last time that I heard this, that the pilot just now says, we're just crossing into Ukraine. And I was sitting at the window looking out, you know, just clouds and some things there. And suddenly something happened inside. It was broken. And I sat there just crying. First 3 months in Ukraine, sometimes waking up in the middle of the night crying. Sitting in the trams, or the metro, trolley buses, standing and waiting for a bus with a crowd around you, and you don't hear a whisper because it's such a silence. Result of communism. There may be an informer behind you, so don't speak in public. Emotionless people, just sad. Just experience this crying. God says, Leon, I want you to understand, to experience the privilege of knowing my heart for people. The love of Christ. And that love of Christ became visible after he was baptized. Interesting. When Holy Spirit came upon him. I love the word stayed on him. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God for the tabernacle of holy presence. Amen. Hallelujah. When Holy Spirit comes upon you, He came upon you to fill the eternity in your heart. Amen. I love it when I hear it. The eternity in your heart. It cannot be filled by anything that God made, but only by God Himself. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that we experience this capacity. Even as we listen, Lord, hallelujah, it's as if the things that presses on us, the things that press on us, suddenly you can just begin to breathe. Amen. Hallelujah. With that oxygen of God, that never, oxygen remains oxygen. Amen. Word nooit koolsuur gas as jy dit uitblaas nie. Hallelujah. Because it's the spirit of life. Amen. The true light came into this world for a purpose. The purpose was not, you know, to fill the world with light. Fill the earth with light. But to fill us. Because only we have that capacity. That immeasurable. It's full. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, it's such a blessing to no longer be busy studying what people said about God. I studied a lot of what people said. Bible school. Cape Town. Stellenbosch. Amen. God is not a topic of theology. Hallelujah. And when God spoke about us, God had only one reference. Only one reference. It was Himself. Oh, hallelujah. Made everything beautiful in its time. It took God time. God's not in a rush. But then He spoke eternal word. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, absolute in agreement about us, about man. In our image, God speaking, amen. In our likeness. Oh, hallelujah. That is why idolatry is such a tragedy, you see. Making something that the senses could experience and see. But praise God for God. That which eyes have not seen, which ears have not heard. That which is far more than the most beautiful dream. God has prepared. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you that it's not us preparing for something. We're not preparing a place for God. He's prepared a place for Himself in us. Amen. It's so wonderful that we just come to an understanding and to an agreement. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. It's just etatak, dabudetak. I remember one day I was sitting in the train in Kiev, in Ukraine, my way somewhere. And you never know who will be with you in that compartment. Normally four people, you know, together. I don't want to tell too many stories, but this is one time. I was sitting in front of me. There was a young girl. Already slowly getting dark. And the lights were not on yet. And I was just communicating with her. It's so beautiful to be able to communicate. The communication, I believe, is not a monologue. And when there's communication, there's response, you see. And as I was sharing, you know, in the revelation of the love of Father for this young girl, there was this one response. He said, etatak. Etatak. And it's just like the word amen. Amen. It is so. It is so. Just agreeing. Just agreeing. There's nothing that is more agreeable to any person than the good news about that person. Amen. Not just for, but about that person, you see. Because there's an echo in the heart. Amen. There's a resonance in the eternity of the heart of man. Amen. Hallelujah. That is why Jesus, you know, the Word became flesh. And He never told people about His Father. About this, about that. He says, if you've heard Me, you've heard the Father. Amen. You've seen Me. You've seen the Father. Let us make man in our image. and likeness. Father, I thank you for revelation as the impartation of light that enlightens. And when light enlightens, amen, shadows can no longer hide. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus says, I am. Greatest revelation of Christ is I am. Never I was or will be, I am. So beautiful. Just, what is your name?
Johan.
Johan. The company is Afrikaans, Johan.
Yes, Afrikaans.
Johan is my kostbaar. Ek so kyk, nou besef ek, dat die baie ding wat ons gehoor het, wat ons deur mekaar gemaak het, weet ek, my call double-mindedness. That in the revelation of I am, we come to an understanding of we are. Amen. Not were or will be. We are. And that is the only revelation that releases that which is from him, through him, and to him. That's himself. That is who he is. Because when you come to understanding who you are, suddenly you've got peace about yourself. Amen. I think that's the greatest miracle for any person. That you've come to peace with who you are. Amen. And even with the mirror does not agree. Hallelujah. Please be kind to yourself. Never frown at yourself, okay? Hallelujah. Because we all, Johan, live in that nowness. Really, live in that nowness. That your relationship be an incredible revelation to many people. Of the fulfillment. Jesus came to fulfill the law and the prophets. Amen. And the privilege is that we're not living for fulfillment, but living from and in that reality. Amen. What's your name?
Janet. Johan and Janet.
Yeah. In Freistaat, what a deal. Ja, het is prachtig. Prachtige deel daar. Wow, hallelujah. Why is this important to hear what they're hearing? Because God said the two will become one. See? Amen? Because where there's fellowship, it's a far greater privilege that we have to make to reveal the reality of reconciliation. Amen. That we may love one another. Hallelujah. This is a divine word. Amen. It came from the lips of Jesus. A new commandment I give unto you. And there were only 11 disciples left after 3 years of active ministry of Christ. And according to the expectation that God had for a disciple of denying yourself and taking up your cross and following Christ, you know, not one of them qualified. Jesus knew it. They all denied him when the push came. Amen. When the test came, all of them. But it's so beautiful that even the truth about disciple only became a reality when the one who represented us all from before time and the one in whom we were included for all time, amen, hallelujah, became obedient unto death. When he denied himself, took up his cross, and that's the only cross that represents every person. Amen. So even his obedience unto death, the death of the cross, is a secret of our possibility of being a disciple of Christ. Amen. So never any kind of honor can come to us. Why? Because he's given us his honor. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Wow. Wow. Thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Well, it's the key on blood. You've got an understanding of we can never explain. God says to you this day, don't try and explain me or you to people. And don't explain the way of salvation. For Jesus says, I am your way. Not taking you, but he's taken us. Father, I thank you. I thank you. We're not on our way to God. He came all the way to us. And he made it possible for him to have a dwelling place on the earth. Hallelujah. So much word in my heart this moment. Amen. Yesterday when I read, last night, wanneer het ek Ephesians 2 and 3 gelees. Gisteravond, nee? Ja, wat in die was. Het, incredible revelation. And revelation is not some special mountaintop experience. Revelation is permanent fellowship. Hallelujah. What Jesus came to do, to accomplish one thing for which the Father sent him, that is to make it possible for Father, Son, and Holy Spirit to come and dwell on their earth and our earth. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for fullness of time, which is not yesterday or tomorrow, but eternity that came into us in time. Amen. I so love you. Praise God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. We said the people that are sitting far back, you must come more nearer. Nearer, my God, to thee. Nearer to thee. So if we come nearer to one another, I can go there. Yeah. Praise God. Sometimes it's just because I come to people because I... Yeah, I understand where you are. That's why I'm... No, that's your, praise God. Because distance, geographically and meters and so on, does not mean distance. You know? We can be far away from one another and yet so intimately involved with one another in Christ. I'm sorry. When I look at you, I see distance. But it's distance that is so far away that I cannot even, it's like I know there's distance, but I cannot see it. And the Lord says, it's, you are so distant from anything which was not from me. Anything that happened in your life, that influenced in your life, which was not from me, I've never seen it, says the Lord. And I open your eyes. hardness of your heart in such a way that from this day you will never look back again, because there is no past. Because present tense presence is eternal. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when we look at one another, we know the distance. She understands it. And ministry will be you not seeing any distance. When you see a Muslim as a Muslim, you've lost him already. But of course, you project what you see, you see. But you see the inclusion in Christ. There is no distance, you see. Hallelujah. The curtains destroyed, you see. We who were far, not came near when we took a step. We came near through the blood of Christ. Amen. Wow. You are precious. Give me a hug. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. I love the word amen. Hallelujah. Kurigishi. So precious. Look at me. Spirit of wisdom and revelation is your spirit. At this moment, you experience something you've never experienced before. There will never again be a double thinking. Amen. The old nature has never existed before God. Never. Never. Amen. And everything which was not before God was removed on that cross for us. Amen. Hallelujah. You experience that you could totally kind of saturated with love. Amen. Hallelujah. It's amazing. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. And anything that's not compatible for that love will never be a voice again. Even reminding you of anything that was from rejection. Amen. Love you. It's so beautiful. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Phew, praise God. Sorry, forgive me for just not preaching. Hallelujah. My iPad is still there, still lying there. But remember one day in the city Rostov, it's kind of the capital of southern Russia. I say the word Rostov, so many memories, so many images, so many pictures. Phew. But there's to tell stories, but so I'll just leave out a lot of things. But just this one thing. It was Sunday morning, and I had to preach, and it was the largest church in the city of nearly 2 million people. I've been there many times, and I was looking forward to that opportunity. But the Saturday was asked to be in a youth camp on the River Don. And I was there, and sorry, I'm going to fill in a lot, but I was given an opportunity only at 10 o'clock that Saturday evening. You know? And there was a young pastor in any case. So many of the young people, because they were very active, they already went to their bungalows and so on. But I started at 10, the people were there, still quite a group of young people. Just sharing. And around about 3 o'clock in the morning, they went and we left one another. But it was a real move of God. And so the pastor, when he got up, and I was sitting right in front, we met the dame die does on sit and all the things, you know. Aangetrek, opgewonde oor die geleentheid, because the minister. He said, I heard that Leon was busy until 3 o'clock in the morning last night, so I thought of just giving him an opportunity to rest a while. And so I will preach this morning. He said, he will preach this morning. I was thinking, wow, Lord, I came so far, and there's words burning in my heart, you know. I sat there, and but then after the service, I went and I stood up, and suddenly a whole crowd of people came. They came and stood around me, you know, and we started just communicating and ministering. And that, why I say this, that day God told me, Leon, a platform will never again define your ministry. Amen. Because when you think of platform ministry, you see, think of certain people, opportunities, you see. He says, I've only got one platform, and that is you. There's only one strategy, that's incarnation, the Word becoming flesh. Amen. And that, many things happened that evening. It stayed there for a long time. Maybe tell you just this one thing. There's one old lady, I think she was 86. Klein, tanninkie, gerumpeld. You said 7 years ago when you first came to this church, God told me, I must pray for you every day. And only today he told me that I can go and introduce myself to you. And she mentioned some things for which she prayed. I thought, wow, Lord. So that's why that situation changed. That's what that meant. Hallelujah. Many things. Thank you, Father. Thank you, your address on the day of Pentecost was not that building, but everyone sitting there. Everyone. Because you no longer read of them just going back to buildings, you know, from house to house. From house to house, it means neighbor to neighbor. Amen? But I don't want to speak about these things now. Okay, thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Even thinking back now, since last, say, month or two, in Zambia, they were wonderful services that we had. But it's like I remember more the going into a shop, just, you know, spontaneously speaking, not looking, trying to, the till, the speaking sometimes, a little bit of embarrassment when the lady begins to cry and so on. You know, but things that happens daily, because the Word is not hiding in us. Amen. The Word became flesh. We heard, we saw, and we touched. Johan, the Word of Life. Our youngest son is also Johan. I mean, he's somewhere in some other country today. Praise God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Christ. Sometimes I wonder why Paul said Christ in us. Why Christ? He is Jesus. He is the Lord. Amen. But why Christ? We mentioned that prayer in Ephesians 3. I bow my knees before the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It says, I pray to God the Father, he says there, amen. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, anointed one, from whom every family, hallelujah. Holy Spirit, I thank you for giving us revelation that you can understand what Paul meant when he said in 2 Corinthians 5, we no longer see any person according to the flesh. I think that's the most radical conclusion that you can come to, you know, in the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. It's not past or future promise, but it's present tense presence. Amen. Hallelujah. I no longer see any person according to the flesh, even though we knew Christ according to the flesh. We thus know him no longer. Hallelujah. Because one in whom all were purposed by God, known by God, designed by God. Hallelujah. And that eternal DNA preserved in Christ. Spirit of wisdom and revelation. In the knowledge. Sorry? Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Praise God. Father, I thank you for the privilege that we can experience, amen, the goodness of God. Amen. When you experience him, you no longer put a man, a person on a pedestal, you see. Because Jesus is lifted up and we are all. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. And everyone is of equal importance. Amen. With the Father, and Son, and Holy Spirit, the fullness of God. Amen. Thank you for what happened this morning.